In Victoria, authorities are working to contain the first confirmed outbreak of avian flu in Australia for 15 years. 25,000 ducks are being killed at a farm north of Melbourne after the virus was detected there last week. Victoria's Department of Primary Industries says there's no risk to human health, but that they need to kill the birds to stop the virus from spreading. In Melbourne, Simon Lauder reports.
Half an hour north of Melbourne on a duck farm spread across two properties, 25,000 ducks are being put to death. The Federal Agriculture Department and the Victorian Department of Primary Industries both say the threat to human health is negligible. The president of the Victorian Farmers Federation's chicken meat group, Mike Shaw, says the risks for the industry are great.
If it did escape into the more general commercial poultry industry, then it certainly causes a significant economic impost on the industry. So we would be in a longer period of clean-up and eradication, and if that was unsuccessful, then obviously the industry would have to live with the ongoing cost of this disease. So that would have very serious financial consequences on the poultry industry in Australia.
The head of the Australian Chicken Meat Federation, Andreas Dubs, says he's confident the situation is under control.
It's really, it's a one-off. It's two farms that, one farm in particular that has been affected, the second one which is closely linked. Those two will be cleaned up and that should be it.
The outbreak was detected during routine testing for other conditions at the Australian Animal Health Laboratory at Geelong last week. It's a low pathogenic H5 subtype avian influenza virus. Consulting veterinarian to the poultry industry, Dr. Peter Scott, says low pathogen avian influenza is endemic in wild waterfowl, and that's probably where the ducks got it from.
The real concern we have, and particularly with the increasing one of the consumer to go to free range, then we do increase the potential contact between our poultry livestock and wild free-flying ducks. And so that's what's happened in this case. We actually have a duck farm, and they're a free-range duck farm, and as a consequence of that, there's an increased risk of horizontal contact between wild ducks and those commercial ducks. And in this case, there was no disease in this duck flock. It was an incidental finding because with low-path AI, ducks are generally asymptomatic.
While the outbreak is not as contagious or harmful as the H5N1 strain, Dr. Scott says it has to be eradicated because it's a notifiable disease which could have an impact on trade. And if it passes to chickens, it could mutate.
And what often happens with these low-path AIs, that when they get into chickens, they mutate or they hot up, and therefore they become high-path AI and cause mortalities like we've had previously many years ago with avian influenza. So there's both the political ramifications on trade and also the practical ramifications. If we allow them to stay there, then there's a possibility of horizontal spread to our chicken farms.
So at the moment, while there's no risk to human health, does that become a greater concern if chickens are involved?
Once again, the answer is no, extremely low. It certainly becomes a risk of the chickens because we can have high mortalities. And even what must be said with bird flu, beware with bird flu. While there's a lot of noise about it and certainly cause a lot of major severe problems in poultry health all over the world, the actual total mortality from bird flu is something in excess of 300 people. And those people have had extremely intimate contact with those birds. They've been slaughtering and handle affected or sick birds and things like that.
The Victorian Department of Primary Industries says a restricted area will be in place around the farms until it's confirmed that the avian influenza has been contained and eradicated, and that could take several weeks.
Simon Lauder reporting.